AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. NATO member Poland and the head of NATO both say a missile strike in Polish farmland that killed two people did not appear to be an intentional act. It was likely launched by air defenses in neighboring Ukraine. Russia had said it didn't launch the missile that landed in Poland. At the Pentagon today, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the United States intends to keep up its flow of weapons and assistance to Ukraine through the winter.
We're seeing Ukraine succeed in battle after battle to defend itself. In Kyiv, in Kharkiv, and now Kherson.
The U.S. to date has provided more than $18 billion in weapons and equipment to Ukraine. The Commerce Department reports a bump in retail sales. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
The government says U.S. retail sales rose 1.3% in October after a flat reading in September. The increase was led by restaurants, car sales, and higher gas prices, but even excluding those, retail spending rose 0.9%. It's a sign of consumer resilience as the holiday shopping season gets underway. Economists pointed to Amazon's Prime Day promotion and inflation relief checks sent out in California last month, which may have boosted consumer spending. The government's solid report contrasts with today's gloomy figures from retail giant Target, which announced unexpectedly weak profits, while yesterday on a third-quarter results call, Walmart executives said even higher-income shoppers are seeking out cheaper groceries and that customers are trading down to cheaper brands in some categories like baby items and baking goods. I'm Jennifer King.
Christopher Jones Jr. did not enter a plea in court today in Charlottesville, Virginia. The University of Virginia student is accused of killing three members of the school's football team and wounding two other students in an on-campus shooting. He's being held without bond. The school has canceled a home football game against Coastal Carolina this weekend. Kuwait put to death seven prisoners in a rare mass execution. Stocks are slipping at the open of trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. The World Cup in Qatar got off to a rocky start for a Danish TV crew. It started as reporter Rasmus Tantholt was speaking to a news anchor on the TV2 channel.
Jamen, vi kan jo vise, hvordan forholdene er lige her, hvis vi drejer kameraet. We are live on Danish television.
Three men drove up behind him on an electric cart and tried to block the camera lens.
Mister, you invited the whole world to the you invited the whole world to come here. Why can't we film? It's a public place.
Tantholt showed the men his press credentials.
No, but listen, you can break the camera. You want to break the camera? Okay, you break the camera. Okay. Yes. So you're threatening us by smashing the camera.
Qatari World Cup organizers have apologized. They've denied claims that there are strict limits on where media can film in Qatar. Denmark's Soccer Federation has also been one of the biggest critics of Qatar over its record on human rights and treatment of low-paid migrant workers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.